Good morning, Lee. Good morning, listeners. An absolute delight to be here.
And congratulations on being named as Labor's federal Braddon candidate ahead of the next election, whatever that may be.
Indeed. And thank you very much. It's come as a shock to a few people that I might step out of what I've been doing, but I just see this as an opportunity to step up a bit further and really push my ideals and my values and hopefully bring about some change for the better in Braddon.
Are you ready to run up against the current member, Gavin Pearce, for that role?
Look, Mr. Pearce is going about his job. And look, to be fair to Mr. Pearce, you know, the work that he's doing around Veterans Affairs has been terrific, and it's a very important area. I do think there are some other areas, though, where we haven't really paid as much attention to, and I'll be rolling out more ideas on that, you know, as the weeks roll by.
What about your moral obligation to the Verde City Council? We did say in the opener that you've been a part of the council for a number of years now, and your role as alderman, that won't change?
No, not at all, Lee. It's I consider that to be an honour to represent my local, the people that I live with in and around. So just on that note, I will be continuing exactly as I am now with council, right up till the election's called. Then there's various bits of legislation that say I need to make some changes there, and I'll make those changes. Councillor behind me, I believe, all the other councillors, in what I'm trying to achieve, but I won't be bringing any politics into the council. I haven't previously. I don't plan to start now.
You've got a fair bit on your plate because you've also got a job with the Burnie Works. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us a bit of an insight.
This is an interesting thing for me. You know, I've been working solidly in the area of Burnie Works, and I encourage anyone that's still a little bit iffy and not sure about what it is, please hunt me down either on Facebook or through my emails to explain better. Burnie Works is an approach to fixing issues in areas across all different levels of government. So it's about bringing in expertise. It's about listening to what the people who are impacted by those issues, what they need to help alleviate the problem. And then it's about breaking down the systems of funding and making sure that all levels of government, regardless of their political persuasion, are working together on the issue. If you'd like an example of what Burnie Works isn't, you've only got to look at what is happening at the moment with the vaccine rollouts. So we have a federal government who's got one idea on how they're going to do it, and they're making decisions. You've got state governments who have bits of responsibility. Neither one is owning up to being responsible, and it is a disconnect, and that's why it's a mess. You know, because the two areas of government aren't working together for a common cause. I think we can do that better,
and that can make a lot of people in the community quite confused.
Yeah, I'm confused. and I'm sure that a lot of people are. You know, it's such an important thing to get right, and I think that the most of the problems behind why it isn't being done right is this disconnect, and it's one level of government telling the other one what to do, and then that other level of government pushing back. It's not good. There are better ways to do that. That's what I really want to push for. More linkages, more conversation, more working together. Collaboration, if you will.
You can carry out your work with the Burnie City Council, with your role as alderman, also the work that you do with Burnie Works, and I suppose that you can channel all that into this federal Braddon job.
Look, that's probably where I'm going to be coming from.
There's a little bit of everything in all the things you're doing.
I've been in this space for 10 years, working with disengaged youth, working with people with, that face disadvantages or have barriers in the way. The opportunity's come up to put my hand into the ring to try and get a seat at the big table. And I'm really going to give it a crack, Lee. I'm passionate about where I live. I'm passionate about working with people, not just imposing things on them, telling them, you know, patting them on the head and saying, oh, this will be good for you, don't worry. It's got to be consultation. That's what I'm all about.
When elections roll around, I think that's what the locals do want. They just want someone in their political party just to listen and feel that their voice is heard.
Exactly. You know, consultation is it just has to happen. Sometimes consultation doesn't necessarily mean consensus. I believe that if you want to work in the political field, you need to build consensus. And that can only come from conversations. Conversations lead to learning. Learning leads to understanding. And, you know, hopefully that then leads to good policy that people can get behind, regardless of whether they're a Liberal voter or a Labor voter.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't wake up one morning and say to Donna, look at your wife and say, hey, I want to get into to politics. I want to get into Braddon. This has been going for quite some time, hasn't it? It's been brewing for the best part of a decade.
Look, it has. I've always had an interest in politics. There's been long conversations with my partner and my family about what this means. You know, I'm happy to turn my life upside down for however long it is until when the federal election turns up. And, you know, I've got the drive, I've got the energy, I'm interested in making a difference. Yeah, no, my family stands behind me. My mother is thrilled.
That's excellent. Doing it for dear old mum.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot that I do that doesn't run through that filter.
No. And Chris, you've got the ambition, you've got the passion. I can detect that through your voice. You're a busy man anyway, so you can still get out there and play your music as you do and throw the disc golf around from time to time. We do get you into the station and have a bit of a chat about Burnie Disc Golf. But look, we wish you all the very best. Love the photo there last week. And may I say, looking very much like a Swan supporter there with a red tie. I want a copy of that tie, if you wouldn't mind.
Lee, I believe that's probably the worst, nastiest thing you've ever said to me there. But
thank you.
Yes, no, I had to up my attire a little bit. And Swan's membership, though, I think that's just taking things a little bit too far.
Labor's federal Braddon candidate, Chris Lynch, always appreciate your time and go well.
Cheers. Thank you, Lee.